The bottom line. The Mursa says, Hechad lo shavas loy. So we're saying that this halacha, he gets the status of the whole area belongs to him, is the difference between when he was shavas b'avar mechitzis, mibod yoyim, to a case where he wasn't shavas b'avar mechitzis, that he doesn't get the whole area. Where he says, really? You're talking about he wasn't Shabbos there. We don't consider the whole area like Dalet Amos. So, Atanan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Shtayim Yikones, Gimel Yikones. Okay? So, a person goes beyond the Tchum, it's a mission later on. A person goes beyond the Tchum, and he goes 2 Amos beyond the Tchum. He's allowed to come back in. He goes 3 Amos beyond the Tzchum, he can't come back. So my love, isn't the Pshat in Rabbi Ezra the following? Rabbi Ezra the Temeh, the Omer Huhu Be'em Son. The Dalet Amos that he gets, he's in the middle of them. Okay, so he's in the middle of them. So he has 2 Amos back in that direction. So we say, if he goes only 2 Amos, so there's an overlap, and you say there's a havlo. We see that the idea of the havlo into the tchum works. So these 4 dalet amos which we give him are considered equivalent of if they were muvlo into the tchum. Become yikones. So amma, you see havlo tchum and milsihi. That the overlap of the Tchuman is valid, even though he wasn't Shabbos there, and that's that place at the beginning of Shabbos.
So what's the case of his?
He went beyond the Tchum 2 Amos.
Right.
So Eliezer says he can come back in. We're suggesting right now the reason why he can come back in is because we give him Dalet Amos. So Eliezer says he gets 2 Amos in each direction. He's in the middle of the Dalet Amos. So he goes up to 2 Amos, there's still an overlap between himself and his original tchum, because he's 2 Amos beyond is an overlap. So we say havlo, the overlap of the 2 tchumen works to allow him to go back in. And that works even though he is, this is an area, place where he wasn't there at the beginning of Shabbos. So the havlo's. So we see command of Ivlan Domi. So Kamar Yukon is Alma have lost Kuman Milsi. We see have lost Kuman is considered valid. So this is who's talking over here? Abaya is talking. Abaya asked this to Rabba. Right? So Rabbi Rabbi Chana Labaya. So Rabbi Chanan, because Rabbi Chana was a Talmud of Rabbi Chana, and lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he didn't overlap with Labaya. So Rabbi Rabbi Chanan said to Labaya, "Amir Bliyazer, I stopped to lay the mar. You're asking Kasha to Rabbi from Rabbi Bliyazer. Rabbi Chana argued." She says, yeah, I'm really in. Yes, I did. Why? The Shmuel eliminated the market. I heard from Rabbi myself, the master, Rabbi. The Akal of Tigre Abundant Leder Bliezer, Eladar Rishus, Eladar Mitzvah Mardalay. At that halacha, the Chama said, you don't come back in. The Chama said, you don't come back in. That's because he went out with Dar Rishus. The loser, he went out with Dar Mitzvah, we let him come back in. So we see that Havlo's, you see from there, the Chalmud agrees that Havlo's Tchum is Milsihi. So, therefore, the question is a valid question. And the Mor doesn't give a teretz. Let's see, Rashi. Did we finish Rashi all the way down? We did the Balat of Amma. Yeah, we did. Okay. Matan Rabbi Yezu Aymer. Misha Yosef Chus Tchum Shtei Amas Yikonis. Aval Gimel Lo Yikonis. So my high shira denoga, what's this? What's the explanation of 2 and 3? Why? What the logic between 2 and 3 be? Lav isn't it because of the other time may damer mastis and gabi dalad hamash and so come the other close to come. The Rebbe saw the other says that the dalad hamas that he gets is not 4 amas in each direction, but rather 4 amas total, and he's in the middle. Sheesh the chol tzad of beis amas. He gets 2 amas in each direction. Afikach. Person who goes only 2 amas beyond. The 2 amas that he has now are connected directly to the tchum. The command to move along it's overlapping. Even though it's not mamash overlapping, but it's immediately adjacent. If he only went 2 amas, he has exactly 2 amas back to the tchum. And there's no interruption between what he has now and the original tchum. Much of the kones. So alma milsehi, you see that I've lost tchum and milsehi. Now, so Rashi, the lishna kama habi tiyupte. So according to the first version of how we understand Rabba's din, Rabba's before. It's going to be a kasha. Well, the Lishna Basra, Loina Hirali, I don't understand the Morris question according to the Lishna Basra now. Let's refresh our memories. Rashi had 2 explanations to understand what was the discussion over here. So, so Simra Chia was the one who said the idea that have lost tchum and milsehi, and Rabba said that tchum is not is lav milsehi. That Rashi brings, and so that's the simple reading. But the Rashi brings before in the Rashi Rasimi Sarab lav milsehi, about 3 lines in, and Easter Garasi. They bring a lishna achrina. The Ben Rabbah Ben Rav Simon Mekshar Yotzem Itchumay Mukilo. And they're both just saying that there's a day of Mufilo. And the argument is: do you gain back to your original? Do you get as if you're living at home, and you get 2,000 amas that way, 2,000 amas that way. And Rav Simi says that you gain what you've gained now, plus you have what you had before. So according to that pshat, Rashi says, so Rabbah agrees to the concept of lost tchum and milsehi, and that you're able to go back inside your tchum. So according to that, what do you see from Eliezer with that's akasha on Rabbah? Looking here, the whole akasha lay the mahar. Rabbah didn't say you can't go back in. So therefore, Rashi Mandagoras lo mafarish the corner of that get gear. So you're going to have to explain the following: the kiman the hard loy habu muvlos elo debukos. This case wasn't a case of muvlos; it's only that they were immediately adjacent. Filochi shori shemana havlo the regadol who be hechad the mivlin chad tchuma habi. So it says the proof would be that we you keep the new stuff plus you get back your old stuff. So according to Rabbah, you go back to your original malka. So it says, if I can work with the devukas and not overlapping, that works. The only way I can understand that means you keep this plus that also. So that would mean that you can maintain it like Simur Barachia. That's what the Mor is suggesting. And there, Rabbi said the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer that this works. And still, Rabbi said in our Mishnah, which is the case of the Dvar Mitzvah, come a Rabbi Leil Dav Lo Loim Han. It doesn't work. That's the kasha. That's a valid kasha.